Joe, well, what do you feel that you can do for the young guys on the outside, Jason and Jarvis?
I was just trying to give them the knowledge I have from this defense, and you know, I know the position. I know how the position is supposed to be played. I played under the same coordinator and the same coaches that these guys have now, so kind of know what they want and know how to do it. And I just try and help them with stuff that I use, stuff that I used to do that worked, and take what they got and just try and help polish the game.
And do you feel, or how you can help them emotionally too, and well, you know, in terms of you know, their spirit or their fight on the field?
Well, you know, that's to each person. You know what I mean, either you got that type of passion for the game or you don't. You know, when I was a player, it kind of worked easier because I can be out there in the fight with them. Well, I'm not in the fight with you. You know what I mean? So my words of stuff like that isn't going to carry the same weight, you know what I mean? Because I can't actually go out there and fight those battles with you. So, like, I can do all the rah-rah stuff I want to, but I'm still a coach. I'm still going to be on the sideline. I don't have opportunities to go out there and make that play to back up my words. So that's different, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, I'm still coach like a coach. You know what I mean? I'm still do everything I do with the same passion that I have for the game because I just love football. But, yeah, I can't put the battery in their back to make them do anything special. They either have it or they don't.
And where do you see each of those two guys? Where do you see Jason and where do you see Jarvis right now?
Well, I see all the guys as a whole. You know what I mean? I don't think it's fair for me to make assessments of where they're at in their game when I have guys like Coach LeBeau and Butts and those guys. That's kind of up to them to make the assessment of where they're at. You know, my job just out there as a defensive assistant, just trying to help the guys get better. So, like, the question as far as asking where each guy is at, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable making those assessments because I think my job is so low on the totem pole to be saying what I think about a guy when I have legends like Dick LeBeau and Keith Butler and the assistant head coach and John Mitchell is on that staff. That's their job.
Joe, do you, attitude-wise, do you sense you have some guys that don't need the battery?
No, I got some guys that just go play football. You know what I mean? And you know, it's a different era, it's a different league, but at the same time, playing linebacker in this system, you got to have it. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the standard been set here way before we was born. You know what I mean? It's something that Lambert and them started years ago. So, like, you know, you have a certain sense of urgency to play linebacker in this system. And, you know, every day you go to practice, they look on the wall and the names are up there. So, I mean, they know what we expect out of them. They know what the city of Pittsburgh expects out of them. And I think that just comes with the territory when you play linebacker in Pittsburgh.